Monday morning. Good morning to you, John, Jackson, Monroe. The gang is all here. What up, guys? How are you?
Hello.
Happy Monday.
Seemed like there was a little panic right before here. We were down to the final minute. A lot of chaos happening here.
Yeah, when you came and like kicked down the door and you're like, we've got 90 seconds.
I needed to tell you 90 seconds so you got out of the prod room. Because I need the production room to record the podcast, which we're still not doing.
Good.
Because you didn't save your file, and I couldn't get to the...
Look at this finger pointing already.
It's going to be a good week, guys.
You pointed the finger at me. You're like, you can't kick it down the door.
I'm very excited. Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us. The podcast that Jackson did just mention is up every single day. And if you have not joined in the movement that is 30,000 strong, just text the word podcast to 844-649-1051. We are just about 6 days away from our big Christmas party that we're going to be throwing. And we would like you to join us. It's going to be at the Traverse Outlets this Saturday from 2 to 4 o'clock. We're going to talk about it a lot this week. We want as many people there as possible. We've always thrown our Christmas party, but the last few years, it's gotten too big for the studio.
Right.
Because we just open up the doors and we say, come on down. And which is awesome for us. Like, we're excited about it. So we want you to just join us for the 2 hours or for 30 minutes or whatever you can do on Saturday. Again, from 2 to 4, we're going to have... like cookie decorating contests, an ugly sweater contest for Backstreet Boys tickets.
Question.
Yes.
Can I quit and then enter the Backstreet Boys competition? Will you rehire me? Because here's the thing. Hey. I got a really, really, really good ugly sweater.
Where'd you find it?
I don't want to talk about it because I don't want people to go try to copy me.
Okay.
But it is a great sweater. You're going to look forward to seeing it on Saturday. And yeah. I feel like if I didn't work here, I could win the Backstreet Boys tickets, which is really all I've ever wanted.
You feel that confident about the sweater?
Oh, yeah. Listen, oh, it's good.
Really? If Jackson's excited about it, yeah. You know it's going to be good.
I don't know. Jackson once participated before he was ever part of Mix with the Mix pet costume contest.
He actually dressed up as the pet?
No, he... that would be great.
Dang it, why didn't I do that?
He dressed his lizard up as Octomom, and he was upset that he didn't win. So I think that...
I should have won.
You should have won.
I feel like Jackson's bar is set at an unrealistic level, is what I'm trying to say.
My ugly sweater also puts yours to shame every year. This is the third year we've done this, and it will be the third year that I destroy you.
Wow. Yeah. You're gonna throw that gauntlet
Shots
down.
Fired.
Okay, fine.
The buck.
You gotta go to Kohl's. Here's the problem. I've been looking for an ugly sweater, and then I look at the price.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't wanna pay it.
I got mine for $20.
Where'd you go?
I'm not telling you.
I got mine. Mine's legit.
Okay.
Okay, mine is the original. Ugly sweater.
A Bill Cosby, if you will.
It was handmade by a woman. I bought it at a yard sale. She was like, isn't this the most beautiful sweater? I was like, yes.
That's adorable.
So it really is.
You're telling me that the two of you have the ugly sweater for our Christmas party and I don't yet?
And we're going to Backstreet Boys.
Okay, and we're going to Backstreet Boys together. Yeah, did you not know that it was Saturday?
I didn't realize that. No.
It's coming up Saturday, okay. And you all need right. A sweater.
Details on the Christmas party, mix1051utah.com. We have a busy show. Not only are we continuing with Santa's Song of the Hour, that'll start at 8 o'clock this morning, where you can win the Nintendo Switch or the Amazon Echo, the Apple TV, and more. But also, Mary Poppins. Mary friggin' Poppins tickets today. The advance screening. You'll be able to see it before everyone. I've been so excited about this movie.
I know you have.
I really have. So I can't wait for the advance screening. If you want tickets, we'll give away the first one right around 7 o'clock this morning. But first, before we do anything else, grab your phones, get your calculator ready.
Okay, I'm here too.
Wait.
We're going to do some math here, and I feel like...
Oh, gosh.
I feel like we should use a calculator.
Oh, I feel like I didn't prepare for this.
Yeah.
I didn't get scratch paper.
Get your TI-84. Mm-hmm. I hope it's charged and ready to go.
Yep.
In honor of my stats final tomorrow. Okay. You have 78 Christmas presents, all right? So you put 78 into the old calculator.
All right.
Now subtract your age. Your real age.
Okay.
Okay. Oh.
And wait, how old am I? Wait,
how many? 78?
Oh, I know how old
you guys
I am.
Are killing me.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so you had 78 Christmas presents, then you subtracted your age. Now you're going to add 40. Plus 40.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be the year you were born. Did it work for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. All right. There you go. little math for you this morning. I read on Facebook, and I wanted to see if it worked. It did.
Yeah.
I feel like you were not as interested in it as I was.
Well, because it just seems like real basic math.
Everyone's different, though.
87 plus 40.
78.
Or 78 plus 40. All right. So that's, what, 108?
I don't know. What are you doing to me?
Listen.
What
so
are you doing to me?
It's 2018. You take 108 minus your age. That should give you your...
All right. Tanya text saying Walmart nailed it this year with ugly sweaters. Tanya, thank you for that. I'm going to look at that. Jack, let's get to the show, Biz B.
Let's do it. So, Fuller House star, Full House star, Candace Cameron.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're all familiar with her.
She was here last summer filming a Christmas movie, and we tried to get her on the show.
Well, you tried many times.
I did.
And in vain.
Yes.
Well, her brother Kirk Cameron, which by the way, I didn't know her brother was Kirk Cameron.
I didn't realize this.
Are you both kidding me?
No.
They look nothing alike.
That's why he had cameos on Full House back in the day.
I just think he had cameos on Full House because he was in Growing Pains. And like that was another huge show.
He was like a huge star back then. Why would you not put him on Fuller House?
Yeah, it was a pretty well-known... I'm shocked at two. Two of you.
Also, I'm 27. I shouldn't know anything about stars from the 80s and 90s.
That's a good point.
All right? Anyway, her brother is Kirk Cameron. They all went go-karting. It was a family like holiday activity that they all did together.
Okay.
And he tried to cut her off and win the go-kart race.
Oh, yeah.
Ran her over. She ended up in the emergency room, and her hand looked busted. She was bleeding. Like, the fingers looked like they were kind of twisted.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing was actually broken, though.
Some serious childhood drama came back to light in that emergency room. Let me just tell you, she let him have it.
Well, she did. She shamed him on Instagram.
Yes,
and she basically was calling him out, and then finally he got on her Insta story and was like, "Hi, everyone. I'm the culprit. I'm the crazy driver. I tried to cut her off and take the lead, and it was my bad."
So he owned up is what to say. He manned up is what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I also feel like maybe just slow down next time.
No way, man. Mm-hmm. Not in a family race. How's your family when you play board games? You don't get intense?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, right, exactly.
Because legally I can't while there's a lawsuit still pending. Jennifer Aniston, when she first moved to Los Angeles, lived in a haunted house.
Ooh.
She was on James Corden with Dolly Parton talking about her new Netflix film, Dumplin', mm-hmm. which you guys should watch, by the way. Not John. He'll hate it. But you'll love it, Monroe. Okay. It's great. And she basically said that when she got to L.A., she lived in a little house in Laurel Canyon with a roommate. And there would just be weird things that happened, like the stereo would come on. And finally, she broke down and hired a ghost whisperer to come talk to this ghost.
Did she really?
She did. And she's holding this glass dish, the ghost whisperer is, and the ghost broke it. The ghost broke that, and then they walked over to another part of the house, and the ghost broke an ashtray. And so the ghost whisperer told Jennifer to get out!
Run.
It was crazy. Get out of here. So that she could have a conversation with the ghost. Meanwhile, James Corden is just dying over this. He doesn't believe in ghosts, and he thinks Jennifer is just absolutely bonkers. But apparently the ghost liked Jennifer, but hated her roommate. So Jennifer moved and left her with the ghost. Just up and left her. Would you guys, leave the roommate by herself?
I would leave the roommate just because I don't believe in ghosts, and I would feel that she's crazy.
I'm a big believer in the ghosts.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. So I would get out of that house immediately with just
leaving
a note.
The ghost? She didn't even tell her roommate that the ghost hates her.
I would
she,
be like, ghost
she just left
in the
her
house.
In there with an angry ghost.
Yeah, no, it'd be like almost like an old telegram. Ghost in the house, stop. Leaving now. Stop.
I will write to you in the future.
Right.
That is the showbiz beat.
Right. Thanks, Jackson. You know, it's Monday. A lot of times crime doesn't sleep. Crime does not take a break on the weekend.
No, of course not.
Which is why we take our favorite criminal stories, we put them all together, and we do...
Hey, dummy!
All right, I'll start it off because this one is across the pond in England where the cops pulled a guy over for speeding a few days ago. And he told him that he was going so fast because, well, he had just bought some McDonald's. And he wanted to rush home to eat it before he got cold. In his defense, cold McDonald's french fries.
They're the worst, but I'll take them. Anyway, I can get them.
You'll still eat them.
Yeah.
Not great. Unfortunately for him, he also didn't have insurance. So he got that speeding ticket and his car was towed.
No.
And the story does not say what happened to the McDonald's.
So oh, no.
I don't know what happened, yeah.
It got super cold by the time he was able to eat it.
And he still ate it.
Which is why we say,
Hey, dummy!
Go ahead, Monroe.
This is a story out of Florida, Jackson.
I love a Florida story. Florida's my jam.
Okay, so 'tis the time of year. Everybody needs some extra Christmas help. Guy was interviewing at Kohl's.
Sure.
And I guess he felt like he had some kind of in, maybe, you know? So he decided to grab two pairs of sneakers on his way out. And just steal them.
Wait.
Oh, he stole them?
Yeah.
So right after his job interview?
Yeah, he did. But he was busted. He said that he took the shoes for his mom as a gift, but he was arrested for retail theft. And believe it or not, he did not get the job.
What? That's wild.
And that's why he is
Hey, dummy!
Go ahead, Jackson.
My story comes to us from Taiwan, which apparently there just must be no crime in Taiwan because the police have time to do this.
Okay.
A woman called them up and said, hey, one of my roommates ate my yogurt. Now, in most places in the world, they would just hang up on you for being crazy and say, settle it yourselves.
Yeah.
Not in Taiwan. The police showed up and she demanded that they DNA swab all of the roommates to find out which of the four roommates ate her yogurt. And they did it.
So they did it.
They 100% did. The yogurt cost less than $2 and it cost her $500. To get all of her roommates' DNA tested.
But you know what? This was a story that was long in the making. Like, roommates kept taking her yogurt. Mm-hmm. They kept taking her food, and she'd had it.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I'm this petty. This is me 100%.
Yeah, cost you $500 for a
$2. Because it's the principle of the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a principled man. The cops did find out who stole that roommate's yogurt. And she has been charged with theft.
No.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. I live for this sort of thing. So to the roommate who stole the yogurt, I want to yell at you,
Hey, dummy!
There you go. My daughter Ella thinks that Ariana Grande is singing bacon eggs. Bacon eggs.
Yeah, they are.
At the end. She's like, I like the bacon eggs song. And I had no clue what she was talking about.
I'm so grateful for my eggs.
Right, I was like, oh, all right. I guess that kind of works. Sure.
I'm singing that in the car from now
on. Exactly. Yes. Speaking of my daughter, Ella, it was her birthday over the weekend. Her birthday is actually December 20th, but that's so close to Christmas. We always try to move it towards the beginning of December.
Sure.
And Monroe and her kids came up and Tom and everyone.
Yeah, it was exciting.
We had
a
fun time.
Can I just tell you, like, your family, oh my gosh, you guys are totally the Joneses.
Stop.
You're the ones that everybody has to keep up with. Like, they're so perfect.
It was cool.
I guess it's just hard to picture when you see how the sausage is made on the back end of things. When you see what a mess John is.
Give his wife full credit.
Oh, yeah, completely. But I got to spend some time with Monroe's husband, Tom.
Yeah?
Can I tell you?
Good dude.
Man crush kind of blooming.
Oh, cute. My gosh.
Yeah, I think so.
He felt the same way.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
He's like, John's pretty cool.
Pretty
excited. That guy.
Yeah, I'm excited about this,
Is your
Jackson.
Wife afraid that you're going to leave her for Tom now?
There is that fear, of course, always.
I'll take Jen. I will take Jen.
Perfect.
One of the problems we ran into, though, was that my mother-in-law, so Jen's mom, she surprised Ella with the North Pole Express. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like the Polar Express. It's like the movie.
Yeah.
You go to the Heber Railroad and you ride it. And
oh, that's fun.
It's awesome. Like, it really is one of the coolest things to do for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But she did it the same day as the party.
Oh, no.
So my son Liam, who's 7, and Ella, who's now 5, like, they were, from the party, they were already kind of amped up.
Mm.
But by the time we got to the Polar Express, they were crashing hard.
Oh.
And it is an hour and a half train ride.
That's a long time, especially when, like, have you ever fallen asleep on a train? It's some of the best sleep you'll ever have in your life.
I have never seen dirty looks given to Santa the way that my two kids gave them to Santa and the elves that day.
Listen, bro. We're over it.
Like, Santa was coming by like, whoa, and I was like, no, Santa, just keep
listen,
going.
You it's fat okay. bearded it's okay. son
keep
of a
on,
gun.
It's keep on moving. They already turned down the cookies and the hot chocolate. You are not going to help things right now. So it was not good. Since it's Monday, if you're shaking off the weekend fog, good news. Monroe's going to take care of you with a pocket full of sunshine.
I love a good dog and owner reunited story, right?
Me okay. too.
Who doesn't love these? Okay, so the Paradise, California fire. Andrea had to evacuate when the fire got near her home, and her outdoor guard dog, Madison, stayed behind and actually survived the fire before guarding her property for a month.
What?
Yeah. So an animal rescuer left food and water for Madison before Andrea returned. And then they found Madison's brother also at an animal shelter 85 miles away. So the dog celebrated by eating a box of Wheat Thin crackers together.
Yeah.
So wait, did she just go back to the house and the dog was just sitting there?
I think so, yeah.
Could you imagine the house is like burnt down, but there's your dog just being loyal and hanging out?
You made it.
I would just cry forever.
Right,
like,
yeah,
I
exactly.
wouldn't stop crying for the rest of my life.
Let's get to Jackson's show, Biz B. What's up, buddy?
Let's do it. So, the Grammy nominees were announced on Friday. Hip-hop really dominated the show. Kendrick Lamar has the most nominations with 8.
Wow.
He got nominated 8 times. And most of it is thanks to his work curating the Black Panther soundtrack.
Got it. Okay.
Which was like one of the biggest movies of the year.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense. But the bigger surprise, Drake was next with 7. And he dropped a killer album, but typically hip-hop doesn't do very well at the Grammys.
Music is kind of goes in cycles. And I feel like hip-hop's right now... at the top. Yeah, completely.
Yep. Also a very big surprise. 3rd place goes to Brandi Carlile with 6 nominations.
I'm sorry.
Where has Brandi Carlile even been?
And who's listening to the album? I don't know. I got to go check it out now, I guess.
Well, Brandi Carlile beat Lady Gaga, who was nominated 5 times, 4 of which came from her work on A Star Is Born.
By the way, Bradley Cooper goes along with that. I'm so excited for him.
So he got nominated for the soundtrack and actually singing in it?
Because he sang.
Yeah.
He's
really?
He's a Grammy nominee. That's how he's going to get his EGOT, you guys. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be him.
Him and Lady Gaga head-to-head now for that EGOT. Wow.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is Lady Gaga had to carry him. So we talked about how Friends will be remaining on Netflix through 2019.
Right.
Right? And that Netflix paid $100 million to whatever production company was in charge of Friends. Well, each of the cast members of that $100 million will be getting $1.4 million a year.
That's not enough.
What are you
they
talking
about? They deserve more. $100 million and they only get
the last
1.
2 seasons,
4.
They were making $1 million an episode, basically.
Yeah.
They're fine. I'm never going to feel bad for those millionaires.
I would love to know the breakdown, from the writers, the producers. Where is $100 million going?
Right.
Plus, I'm sure each actor who's on it, depending on what the SAG deal is.
It
so
would
who
have
knows.
To. It depends on all of their contracts because maybe they got shafted on the back end. It's like how Star Wars, George Lucas made all of the money in Star Wars. The principal actors didn't get anything after it was released. They got
they get to come to FanX.
They get their part. Sure. Sure. We're just going to pretend you didn't say that just now. Kim Kardashian finally had to distance herself a little bit from Kanye because even she can't handle his nonsense anymore. She said on the season finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that she was she reacted very poorly to his TMZ meltdown back in May.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, she obviously has to support him, but she'll always be but he is always going to speak for himself and she will always speak for herself. So she came and defended him hard publicly. And now she's saying, well, he's just going to do him and I'm going to do me and don't associate us together.
But isn't that kind of what you do in a relationship? Everyone's allowed to have their own thoughts. You don't have to have the same mindset as your spouse.
Sure, in the regular world. But these are celebrities. You knew what you were doing when you married Kanye West. I don't feel bad for you now that he's acting a fool and you're getting looped in.
You're right, she married a genius.
She thought she could change him. Every woman thinks that. They can change them.
They never change, ladies. And that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, thank you, Jackson. Asking you to choose the news, and you are in the drawing for 4 tickets to our Mary Poppins advance screening. Jackson's story again is...
This is why you should stop naming your kids stupid things.
Monroe.
Why the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is not accurate.
And I've got a dress code based on weight. Josh says, I hate Utah names. Let's hear it, Jackson. This text says, I'm a teacher, and there are some kids with some pretty unusual names out there. Have to vote for Jackson this morning.
Unusual is a nice way for teachers to say stupid.
Right.
Stop naming your kids stupid things.
I feel like this is clickbait, but I got to go with you, John. Don't catfish me. No, my story's good today. I am proud of mine.
No. Someone's taking our picture.
Hello.
Hi.
I was going to go for Jackson, but I want to hear about what to wear for your weight. That's Alicia. Alicia, thank you. Rebecca says, morning. I got to go with Jackson. Let's hope some certain celebrities are listening. Can't wait to see you all at the Christmas party on Saturday.
Yay.
Oh, yay.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Eric here going with my man Jackson today. All right, let's just tally this up at this point.
Did we get anything?
We got a few. Not many, though. The winner with 78% of the votes is Jackson!
Yeah, yeah! All right, so it's finally time we break the silence here and we tell you people to start naming your kids normal things.
Right.
Stick with, like, things that, I don't know, are in traditional literature, like David or Jonathan or Jacob or something.
Gatsby!
Because all of your nonsense is getting out of control. Non-traditional baby names are popular as ever now. But this is what happens when you name them. A Facebook post is going viral from a woman who canceled her baby shower because her family mocked her baby name. They all got on there and made fun of her. Now, here's the thing. They are, I think, in every right to mock this baby. And I'm sorry if this is your name, but I'm not that sorry. It's Squire Sebastian Senator.
Huh.
That's the name that she gave her child forever.
Squire
Sebastian Senator.
So their last name's Senator.
Or is that another middle name? Their last name is something basic like Jones. And she felt like probably she was special and she's not.
Right.
So she named her kid Squire Sebastian Senator Jones.
It'd be cooler if it was like Squire Octavius Senator, because then it would be SOS as your initials, and that'd be kind of cool.
You're going way too deep into this.
We're going to go ahead and move on. She says that this is only his first name. This is how it's going to...
So it isn't the last
name.
It's
just the first name. And so three first names, first of all.
Yeah.
He will not be allowed to have a nickname. He is to be called by his full and complete name every time.
No.
Girl, no.
Yep.
Nope. She says, I didn't know my family could be so judgmental, to which I will say... Who doesn't have a super judgmental family?
What does the dad have to say about all this? Is he just like,
he was not
whatever.
Brought up in any of these. I'm going to guess that he is not in the picture.
Okay, sure.
Because no one normal has put a stop to this.
He's just crying in the corner somewhere.
But, you know, this is why you don't share the name until after the baby's born.
Yeah.
That's why you don't, you wait, you have your baby, then because then people won't be as harsh.
That's not true.
You
don't think,
okay, Jackson will still be just as harsh. Okay.
My sister-in-law was at the hospital still judging our name.
Really?
Ella. Like, I don't know how you're going to judge that.
Ella's a perfectly normal name, though.
And so I literally cut her off, and I was like, nope, you're done.
Yeah. That's what happens.
So you're on board with this gal, then?
No, Squire, come on.
So even Monroe, who was in the situation, couldn't defend this.
So Monroe's story and my story both will be up online at mix1051utah.com. Hey, Mia, what's going on?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Awesome.
I've got this problem, though.
Okay.
So I've been with my boyfriend, Todd, for like 9 months, and this is going to be our first Christmas together.
Mm-hmm.
But before we got together, he was in this long-term relationship for like 4 years with this woman that had a daughter, and the dad wasn't in the picture, so Todd was like a fill-in dad, kind
of. Okay, yeah, that happens, right? I mean, that sounds like you have a good man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now his ex keeps calling to see if he can like join them in their family holiday stuff.
Like what?
Like, she says the daughter is sad and wants to go ice skating like they did last year. Anyway, he agreed to go ice skating with her because the girl was really upset. She was crying. But then the ex-girlfriend was like, well, I got tickets to the Polar Express, and I think you should go with us. And I'm like, well, that's just too far.
Wait. So he did the ice skating thing. Were you cool with that one, or was that already like starting like a little bit of a fight between the two of you?
I mean, I wasn't, like, thrilled with it, but he's doing it to make a little girl happy during the holidays.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, like, that's fine.
Okay. So he did that, and then all of a sudden you get, like, another phone call, like, hey, that was fun. Let's now go do this together.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, that's just too much. Like, I feel like she's trying to use her daughter to get back with my boyfriend.
Yeah, she is. Absolutely. Yep, she needs, if she was really concerned about her daughter and maintaining this relationship, she would send her daughter alone with him. Hey, would you go take her on a train ride?
Like the Polar Express, be like, hey, I have two tickets. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of me going, will you go with so-and-so?
To cheer her up.
Gotcha.
If she was concerned about her daughter.
I don't know. My exes are so shifty. Like, I wouldn't trust them alone with my dog, let alone a child.
So, yeah, so where are you at now? Like, is he, like, on your side and, like, pushing her off? Is he thinking about, like, doing the Polar Express? Like, where are you?
Yeah, he is thinking about it, and I'm kind of drawing the line. Be like, no, you did your good deed for them for the year. So we've just been fighting pretty much for, like, 3 days about it.
I've never gone through this, like, this kind of situation. Monroe, have you ever experienced where, like...
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So my husband, his grandmother lived up in Bear Lake. When we first met, it was a big event. He was very close with his grandmother, you know, like his mother.
Yeah.
So this was a big, big deal.
Meeting grandma.
X was still friends with his brother, and the brother had mentioned, oh, yeah, they're going up to meet grandma this weekend. So I walk through the door, and... X is there sitting with grandma, and I just stood around. Grandma is looking back at me just horrified. Like, I can't believe this is happening. And I was like, nope, not going to do it. And I turned around and I walked out the door.
Was it you didn't want to do the drama? Is that
no,
what you
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to do this drama right now. I'm sorry.
I live in the drama. I love it. I love it. I need it to survive. It's like my multivitamin.
And guess what? Huh. Grandma loved me.
Did grandma appreciate?
Yes, she did.
Really?
She said, you go. You did the right thing. You're not going to play into that. I was used. Yeah.
Gosh, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes. It's hard, but I guess I would feel like I'm kind of with the whole, if the ex-girlfriend doesn't go, and he was with his daughter, with this girl for 4 years, right?
Yeah.
So this girl grew up with knowing, what was your, Mia, your boyfriend's name?
Todd.
So, I mean, she really knows Todd as, like, this father figure. So
right.
I understand that there might need to
maintain
some kind of,
that relationship.
Yeah, I'm
a
okay with that, I guess. But the fact that the ex-girlfriend wants to be like, hey, let's go on a date, the three of us, that's where my warning signs go up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, though, man. Because if the daughter is just saying, I really want to spend some time with my dad or Todd or whatever, and like the ex-girlfriend's just not super keen on it, then maybe I would want to be there to supervise.
You know what, Mia, do you mind if we take some, like, calls and text messages and just open it up? Would that be okay?
Please, I need help.
Okay, awesome. We're going to do that then. You can call us. You can text us right now. This text says, keeping that child in the situation is possibly doing more damage than good, only necessary in my mind if he is the, quote, father. Short of what does the mom do when she meets a new guy? How does this little girl deal with having a relationship with dad, father figure one, father figure two, you know, you just, where do you draw the line at that point? Hi, Mix.
Okay, so I have a stepdad who raised me. For 6 years he was in our life. And so I guess they were married, so that's different than just being a boyfriend. But after they got divorced, he was still my dad. Like, I'm now 41 and he's still in my life.
Right.
But my mom didn't go on things like when he got remarried or when he was dating somebody, he just went with us. My mom didn't come. That's just weird.
Yeah, I think that's the line. Like, if Todd wants to hang out with this daughter of, you know, quasi-daughter of his, that's fine. It's just when the ex-girlfriend starts hanging out, that's when the lines start blurring.
But exactly. But then his new girlfriend needs to be a little more, like, why can't she just say that to him? Why can't she just say, hey, I'm cool with you going out with your daughter or with her daughter, but can you just tell your ex, no, she can come hang out with us. We'll take her ice skating.
We should have called the ex. Mm-hmm. We should have called the ex. Yeah. That would have helped out a lot. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. Cool. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Emily texts in from Spanish Fork saying, having been a single mom, I'm not okay with what the ex is doing with her daughter. She's creating an unhealthy future and expectations for her daughter. She needs to explain to the girl that Todd still loves her, but they're not together anymore. This little girl needs to heal, not keep reopening that wound. Also, was he doing things with the girl before the holidays? How old is this girl, and does Todd realize he's being used and manipulated? I don't think Todd realizes he's being manipulated.
No, absolutely not. And you know what? Like, maybe in the ex's defense, co-parenting has been a huge thing
these days.
Everybody's trying it. Maybe that's what she's going for. But if that's the case, she needs to invite the ex.
Oh, and so invite
the new girlfriend, excuse me.
So invite Mia into the party as well,
yes.
Not just Todd, is what you're saying.
I don't want some new woman around my daughter. Are you crazy?
Yeah, but Todd's moved on.
Mm-hmm. Todd has moved on, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's moved on from the daughter.
Here's the thing. The ex-girlfriend obviously trusts him. You don't try to maintain a relationship with your ex and child if he's sketchy. That's going towards you, Jackson, what you were saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
So there's no reason she needs to be going out with. He should be able to take her out himself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Why did they break up in the first place? If it's because he didn't want to be a parent, or if this girl is trying to force him into a stepdad type role, then he should back off and phase out of that scenario altogether. There's a reason why they're not together. I will say, by far, as I read through these text messages, a lot of people are saying Todd just needs to move on, and the ex-girlfriend needs to explain to the daughter, we broke up. It just didn't work out.
Maybe Todd needs to take that approach.
Oh,
maybe Todd is the one that needs to have the conversation if mom won't do it.
It's so hard, though.
It is.
Isn't that? Thank you for your text. We do appreciate him. Jackson last hour told a story about dumb names.
Yeah.
Like when you name your kid something ridiculous. What about this, though? Because NBC is claiming this woman in Massachusetts, she wrote to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos because her daughter is being bullied.
Okay.
Why is she being bullied? Well, she shares the same name as Amazon's virtual assistant, Alexa.
Oh, ouch.
That's a normal name, though.
Right.
It is.
The woman's letter reads, Mr. Bezos, I write to you as a human being rather than the CEO of Amazon. We're not asking for wealth or recognition from this request. We just want to correct an error we believe was a giant mistake. Kids are telling my daughter, turn on my TV. Tell me today's weather.
Oh, boo-hoo.
They laugh at her and treat her like a servant. And this has been an ongoing issue everywhere we go. And people mean no harm, but Alexa is a person, not a machine. And people have to stop referring to her like she is one. You've already ruined the name, but you don't have to continue to hurt these girls and women. I ask, make an apology and start a movement.
Grow up. This mother sounds so ridiculous right now. Are you for real? Listen, when I was in eighth grade, Outkast's Sorry Miss Jackson came out. And I had to hear about it for years.
Oh, yeah.
And look at me now. I'm doing just fine. Here's the thing. You can't change the world on behalf of your kids. You need to give your kids the proper coping mechanisms. And to be honest with you, this is the lightest form of bullying in the world.
I was named after the Barry Manilow song. Legitimately.
Oh, were you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So were you made fun of a lot for that one?
No. I was more proud of it than...
Because no one knows who Barry Manilow is.
Pretty much.
I just feel like, what do you want Amazon to do at this point? Like, what do you see the end? Like, Siri, I guess, was kind of a name that not a lot of people went with, right? That's not a popular name.
No, but they're out there.
But there's a few Siris.
Mm-hmm.
Siri Cruz, for one.
Her name's Suri.
Oh, it's Suri Cruz.
S-U-R-I.
Oh, how embarrassing for me. Oh,
yeah.
I just got a text saying, I know little girls named Siri also. People just need to get over things.
Yeah. For real, though. Like, how do you defend this is my question. This mom is being such an overreactor.
I get it. I get where she's coming from, you know, but just a major eye roll is probably...
What
you
need to do
is
talk to the kids that are being rude to your daughter or talk to their parents. You don't call Amazon and tell them to change their lives.
As her parent, I would probably do the same thing. Hey, Alexa.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Take out the garbage.
Hey, Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
I had to listen to this. Every day in middle school.
Sorry. I got a text saying, my name is Mary Potter.
Oh!
Oh, I love it, Mary.
She's like, my whole life I was made fun of, and I never wrote to J.K. Rowling asking her to rename the book. Great point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
It just
Mary Potter
happens, right? It just happens.
You're gonna get teased no matter what. They're gonna find something else about you.
That's the truth.
Everyone gets teased.
Think Jackson, of all the Lukes back in the day.
Oh yeah,
Luke
during the Star Wars time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or when even like Hurricane Katrina, all the Katrinas were being made. Every time there's a hurricane that comes up. Whatever it is, people kind of get mocked.
I am waiting for Hurricane Monroe.
Yes.
Come on.
I think I saw it this morning right before the show.
Yeah. She's freaking out in the production room.
Jackson, let's get to the show, Bisbee.
Let's do it. Stranger Things. It has been forever that we've waited for season 3. It's coming out sometime in the middle of 2019, but we are getting a Stranger Things video game to go along with it.
What?
Now we're talking.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So basically, it's going to be a 16-bit video game, classic arcade
Perfect,
style.
Good.
And it will follow the plot of Stranger Things Season 3. It's a role-playing game.
Oh, okay.
It looks super-duper cool. And you can check out the trailer. It's up right now at mix1051utah.com. So big news coming out that Deadpool 2 is releasing a PG-13 version.
Yep.
And it will include Fred Savage, which is very exciting. But they've been releasing all of these promos. The newest one came out of Fred Savage hating on Nickelback. So Deadpool has to obviously step in and defend him.
It sucks.
Hey, that's it. I'm done. I've had it with all this Nickelback hating, right? You think that makes you cool with the cool kids in school, Fred?
No, it just makes me right.
It doesn't.
They're overproduced, formulaic, ear garbage.
Oh, really? You know who might disagree with that? Facts. 50 million albums worldwide. 11th best-selling musical act of all time. Billboard's most successful rock group of the last decades.
Preach. Preach,
listening
Deadpool.
To that is like listening to John. Have you ever heard John defend Nickelback?
Are you
it
that guy?
Ridiculous.
You know what? I'm sick of all the hate on the back. They're a good band.
The back, even. Are you hearing this?
This is how you remind me. Absolutely.
Diane Keaton. She had a wallet returned to her that she lost 50 years ago.
Oh,
wow.
So some guy bid on a storage unit in New York that had been left unattended.
Sure.
When he opened it up, he found the wallet complete with a Diane Keaton driver's license that expired in 1969.
That's so special.
That's
I
awesome.
Would keep it too.
Oh, I would keep it forever. He actually returned it to Diane, who took photos of it, put it up on Twitter, saying she was shocked that she didn't remember losing that wallet, but considering how often she lost her wallet, that she trusted that it was real.
So I can see that with Diane Keaton.
It's not a limited edition, is what she's saying.
Yeah.
She's like, no. There are probably thousands of these laying around. Disney is developing Sister Act 3 for their streaming service.
Oh, but who's going to play? Who do we have
Mary's
actors?
Sister Catherine Gallagher?
That's the problem.
That's superstar, John.
Yeah, excuse me. That's superstar. So they're doing it for their streaming service, but it sounds like Whoopi Goldberg might not be involved.
Oh.
Which is kind of a bummer.
Sorry, you can't do it then.
What if you just had the other two? Kathy Najimy and the skinny gal.
It's not the same without Whoopi Goldberg, though.
Yeah.
Unless they got Mary Catherine Gallagher.
The superstar.
Yeah.
From Superstar.
Then it's okay.
Then it's okay.
Okay.
Also, Tara Reid is filing a $100 million lawsuit against Sci-Fi for Sharknado slot machines that use her image.
Well, it's truth in that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I guess they're pointing to a clause in her contract for the 6th movie that says that Reed's image shall not be used in any merchandising in association with alcohol, tobacco, hygiene, gambling, or sexual products without her written approval.
Ooh.
But that's from the 6th movie. Who's to say that the image wasn't from the 1st movie? You know what I mean?
Right.
So they will be going into a drag-out fight in court for it, and that is the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Jackson. All right, Jackson was just telling us off-air about this way to get a bunch of cool stuff from Amazon for very cheap.
Yeah, so basically, when you return something to Amazon, they are concerned for, like, health reasons to put things back on the market.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't want to try on something that some other creepers tried on. So instead of putting it back on the shelf, they put it onto big pallets and they auction it off. They give it to a liquidation site who will auction it off.
Like the whole pallet or just...
The whole palette. So you don't know what you're getting.
It's like Storage Wars.
That's
it's like
exciting.
Storage Wars, right?
So there's one right now that I'm looking at in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can just that you can kind of see some clips of, I want to say they're, it's all costumes, like Halloween costumes.
Really?
MSRP, the standard retail rate, is $1,710. The bid right now is at $105.
What site is this?
This is liquidation.com.
I'm going to start bidding.
So wait, let me add, so they actually do add up what the pallets are worth. So it's actually better than Storage Wars, where you don't know what you're going to get when you open up one of these storage units.
It looks like not all the time.
Okay.
But I'm just looking at everything that comes from Amazon Liquidators. There's some fun stuff in here. So like you can get a couple photos of just what's on the top or the outside of the pallet.
Okay.
And you get just a general thing. So like this one is home decor. But it doesn't tell you anything else that's in there.
Oh, I'm dying.
I know. How fun would this be?
I want to play this game so hard.
Think about $130 and you get a pallet of something.
How exciting is it when you get an Amazon box on your porch anyway and you know what it is? Oh, and you get this?
It'd be like Christmas.
And this one has like music players and cameras and TVs. It right now, its MSRP is $1,409. Right now, it's only at $230.
Gosh.
Should we pull our money?
Let's, what I want for Christmas.
I want to buy a pallet.
I know. I want to like order one and then have it arrive here at the studio and we can all like open it together.
Oh, let's do it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm in. I'm in.
We can talk to management,
this?
Right?
Yes. We doing
are
we doing this?
Are we turning the key at the same time?
Yeah.
Let's go. What if we did it? When is like when is the electronics one done?
You have 29 minutes.
No home decor.
Well, no, here's what I'm thinking though. We do the electronics one. We win. It shows up here before our Christmas party that we're throwing at the outlets at Traverse on Saturday. And then we have a bunch of gifts we can give out.
Oh, that's exciting.
Like, who knows if they're good or not, but it'll be like White Elephant.
Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
That's kind of a fun idea.
Kind of fun. You know what? I don't know why we're talking about this on air.
You're right.
When nothing's happened yet. So management just has to give us the money now.
All right. Someone call management and get us. I don't know. What do you think we need? A $250?
Yeah, it's like $240, but you know how these things go. Somebody they always swoops in at the last minute. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to watch this all morning.
Okay, we're going to work on you got this?
Yeah.
Speaking of great giveaways, did you hear what Starbucks is doing in January?
No.
In fact, right now, if you buy a 16-ounce tumbler at Starbucks, it's going to cost you $40.
Nope.
I've never seen you so excited about something in your entire life, John.
Okay, hold on. Now, I know you're going like, that seems insane,
that's too much for a cup.
Hold on. You can get it filled for free with hot coffee or hot tea.
I knew it.
Every single day in January. Every day in January.
Is it just black coffee, though, or do you get like some of the frou-frou drinks?
No frou-frou drinks.
No, I like the black tea. So it's the Royal English Breakfast hot tea.
Isn't that like 60 cents for a cup of tea?
$2.86. So if you go every single day.
Like John does.
Like I do. You're going to make money on this. All you have to do is go 16 times to break even on the $40 purchase. 16 times? Psh, that was over the weekend.
That's 3 weeks, dog, though. That's a lot.
Oh, no. Okay, maybe for you, and that's adorable. in fact, if you go every single day in January with this cup, you're going to come out $40 ahead of the game. Oh, man, both of you.
I see
both of you. Neither?
Maybe movie theater Diet Cokes. I'd be on board.
Man, never mind. Monroe on Monday, she looks over all the different streaming charts that are out there, and we try to let you know the most popular songs that are being streamed this week. So you could be hip. You could talk to the kids about it, you know? So obviously, it's got to be like the cutting edge songs each and every week. I mean, tell us, Monroe, what is that first one? What's that number five what all the kids are listening to right now?
And it's not.
What?
Groundbreaking and new, but it's no surprise either. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Are they all Christmas songs this week?
No, that's the only one. Made
really?
The top five.
No way. Okay.
I wonder if next Monday we'll have more up there. Like maybe like the Sia one?
Oh, dude, I just heard the Sia one. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
It's really good, isn't it?
The whole album's great.
Yeah. All right, what do you have as number four?
Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams.
I have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing.
That song is getting pretty big right now.
Watching you dance to it is going to make it even more popular.
I think it could go viral. I think really,
I think so.
Sure enough. Not in the way I want. What's next?
Halsey, Without Me, number three.
Tell me how you feel,
She's having a nice year. She's got all the TV commercials now. Seeing all that, like, things are going okay for her.
Yeah, she's killing it.
Yeah, she really is. Okay, that was number three.
Number two, is it Kylie Jenner, Travis Scott?
Yeah.
Mr. Kylie Jenner.
I think that's fair, right?
Yeah, totally.
Sicko mode. I stay in my old town, deduct the news. 2-4-hour lockdown, we made no moves.
Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in. Did you see the money that he's spending on security? Because Kylie's on tour with him.
No.
And he wants to make sure that she's safe at all times. And the amount of security, I think he's literally paying for the Secret Service at this point in time. Like, that's
out of control.
Yeah.
Is he paying for it, though, really? Is he footing that bill?
I mean, he's pretty successful recording artist.
Not
Kylie Jenner successful, though.
The money that she has, though, is ridiculous.
Yeah
compared to the two. What's number one of the most streamed song of the week?
For the second week in a row, Ariana Grande, Thank You Next. Look what you taught me, yeah, for that I say. Thank you, next, next, thank you, next, next, thank you, next. I'm so grateful for my ex. Thank
Told you my daughter Ella, she next, thinks the song is called Bacon Eggs. Bacon Eggs. Yeah, it works. It really does. There you go. The top five streaming songs from Monroe. Are the two of you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Netflix is now 15% of the web traffic worldwide.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
General web browsing is only 17%.
Wow.
So that's how big Netflix has become.
That's wild.
In our society.
More than just like opening up Google, looking through some stuff.
Well,
yeah. While reading the news.
Well deserved, though. Yeah. I mean, man, if you're not on Netflix, you're missing out on life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched with the kids Santa Chronicles yet?
No.
Monroe?
No. I avoid Christmas movies at all costs.
Do you really?
I do.
Why?
I'm just a Scrooge. I'm over it.
Like, all Christmas movies are ones that are like legit Christmas with like Santa and his elves, like the Santa Claus and like those
Christmas
kind.
In general, okay? It's just high stress for me.
Wow, what a mean mom.
Oh my gosh.
Mean mom and over
terrible.
There.
Yeah.
And I'll sit in the kitchen, I'll make you popcorn and the hot cocoa. And
you can't just watch Elf?
Elf is a totally different
thank
story.
You. It's on a whole nother level.
It
it's
is.
Its own thing.
Yes.
It's beautiful and fabulous every time.
Yes.
What about like Home Alone? Do you call that a Christmas movie?
It's not a Christmas movie.
It's 100% a Christmas movie.
No, it's not. You left your kid at home.
Yeah.
It's a bad parenting movie.
Or it's a bad kid movie. I mean,
I let the kids watch Home Alone. Like, I just turned it on and I walked out of the room and like did my own stuff.
Sure.
Like, traumatize them.
Why?
About a bunch of burglars breaking into a house. I guess I didn't really think it through enough, but they did not. They did not find it as warm and fuzzy.
We don't scare kids like we used to. I used to be so scared that Home Alone never even fazed me. I didn't even think about it like that.
Right, but the guy that walks around outside with the bucket,
the
of
shovel.
Salt, and
yeah.
the. Terrifying.
And like mummifies the bodies, allegedly.
Yes.
Do you remember that whole story that Buzz tells him?
Yes.
That's messed up, dog.
Buzz's girlfriend. Woof. I'm bummed. Today's my daughter Ella's Christmas party or Christmas performance.
Oh,
at school.
No.
Yeah.
Isn't
I know.
That the worst feeling? Your heart just sinks. Like, I can't go.
What are you doing here?
I gotta hang out with you two, Yahoo.
Go away. Get out.
I thought because of that, I might steal Monroe's thing that she does every day. You know how she does the pocket full of sunshine?
Yeah.
Because I got one for you.
Excited about it. Sunshine, I got a love, and I know that it's all my
love. Here's my pocket full of sunshine for the two of you. If you fall from 48 feet or less, there's at least 50-50 chance you're going to survive.
Ah, man.
And you've got 48 feet to think about
exactly
it.
Like,
I don't want to think about it.
As you're falling, like, well, John did once tell me, I might survive this.
Yeah, but here's the problem. If you're in the 50-50 range of surviving it, then the chances are, if you survive, it's not going to be pretty for a long time. And I'm just not interested in that kind of recovery time. That's just not for me.
It's like, at what cost?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I get you.
Not worth it.
McDonald's has just announced that they're going to add bacon cheese fries to their menu.
I have never been more excited for cheese fries.
Really?
McDonald's has the best fries.
They do.
And then you put cheese and bacon.
Like the American cheese on
just
top.
The,
like
the slice.
Yeah, that gross garbage. Yes. I love that. I had animal fries from In-N-Out not too long ago. Same deal.
Yeah.
So good.
So they tested this in Hawaii and Northern California. And apparently the test went so well that they're fast-tracking it to the menu.
Because really the places you want to test things, though?
Well, have you ever been to the McDonald's in Hawaii?
Yeah, they have like spam.
They have spam and everything.
That sounds great. Yeah. I love spam.
Oh, so
big
salty.
Fan. Yeah. My number one favorite food group is salt, John. You know that.
All right, podcast friends, here we go. Just for you, the stories that did not make it on air with Choose the News. What do you got, Monroe?
You know, believe it or not, the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is not accurate.
What?
Wait, it wasn't based on actual events?
What do you mean by that?
Actually, okay, so Rudolph, of course, being bullied because of his red nose.
Right.
But scientists are saying that's not accurate because reindeer are colorblind and can't see red, orange, or green.
Do you believe that Rudolph has just exaggerated his bullying?
Oh, totally.
For clicks.
For clicks. Like,
for follows.
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe once. It's kind of like the Alexa story we did earlier where, you know, maybe there was a tiny bit of like jokes made at one point and he's like, you don't know what actually happened to me. And he just made up the whole thing.
And he probably wasn't good at sports, which is why he was picked last in the reindeer
games. Right, exactly.
No one wants you to play the reindeer games because you're bad at the reindeer games. That's why I don't play reindeer games.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to join your soccer team. Get out of here.
How often are you invited onto a soccer team?
Dude,
I'm just curious.
Dude, too often.
Really?
Let me tell you, everyone's always trying to get me to join their recreation. Like, all my friends are in those stupid hipster dodgeball leagues stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They're always trying to get me to go, and I always keep giving them the middle finger because I don't. I hate sports football. I hate watching it. I hate talking about it. I hate when other people around me are talking about it. What in God's name makes you think I would like to join that?
Never mind. Never mind. Never mind.
Wow.
I don't want to join your league. Stop it.
All right, cool, man. It'll be cool.
Thanks for bringing it up, Josh.
There's a woman who's getting married in Hawaii next year, and she sent out a Facebook message to her guests, and it found its way on a Reddit. She set a dress code for her guests based on weight.
Okay. Go on.
Women under 160 pounds are supposed to wear a green velvet sweater, orange suede pants, red bottom heels, and a Burberry scarf.
Red bottom heels? How much money are you dropping on this outfit?
Women over 160 pounds are supposed to wear a black sweater, black pants, and black heels.
Sure.
Black is slimming.
We know what that's about.
Right. Men under 200 pounds are supposed to wear a purple fuzzy jacket and all white sneakers. And all men over 200 are supposed to wear camouflage with black sneakers.
Ew!
How did this woman get some guy to propose to her? She is crazy.
Oh, it goes on. She says, we want you to invest in an outfit valued at least of $1,000. Word got back to the bride that her post was viral, so she says now she wants to make all of her guests take a polygraph test to figure out, quote, the snitch who put me on blast.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, she's didn't.
How awesome is this story?
What? A dummy.
You couldn't pay me to go to that wedding.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine going there, seeing you and be like, oh, camouflage, huh, Jackson? Over 200 pounds, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Screw that noise.
Right, exactly. Like, that's terrible.
First of all, why camouflage? That is not wedding attire. That is so trashy.
Like a green jumpsuit is?
Yeah, and like a purple velvet. The only thing that's acceptable formal wear, as far as I'm concerned, is what the women over 200 pounds are supposed to wear.
Yeah, because even the guys under 200 pounds have like a weird...
Busted a purple vest. Right, no, exactly. I'm not wearing that.
I'm going to be the guy in the audience that stands up and like, excuse me, I object.
I object, yeah.
I object to this wedding.
I object to this union because I don't want my bro marrying this crazy woman.
It's the complete stranger that's marrying this woman. Ugh. I feel bad for him.
Well, and like she's asking all of her guests to spend $1,000 just on their outfits.
Also, don't forget, they've already had a fly to Hawaii.
And it's a destination wedding. And then I'm sure she's registered for all crystal everything.
Oh, you know she is.
Like a Vanderbilt or something.
Yeah, you just know.
What a choker.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. A brand new episode back tomorrow with Smart Kids Trivia and Rapid Fire Trivia. Bye-bye.